Each one of you is a precious and unique child of me. Never compare yourself with others, for there will always be some who are better or worse than they are at this, that and the other. The happiest and richest people in your world are not the ones who have the most, but the ones who need the least. Spiritual riches are far more precious than earthly possessions and count for more on all levels of life. They are yours to keep forever and will never be taken from you. Most important of all, take charge of your attitudes and your emotions, instead of allowing yourself to be controlled by them, for you are on the earth to become their master. It takes but a few seconds to deeply hurt someone you love, and it may take many years for those wounds to heal again. You are on the earth plane to learn to love. All relationships in your world serve this purpose. Do not look askance at the difficult ones. They are your practice ground for asking for forgiveness and also granting it to others. Many are unaware that everybody has some people around them who love them dearly. They may just have difficulties showing their feelings. In your present world, money can buy almost anything, except love, respect and true happiness. They have to be earned. Everybody has the right to be upset sometimes, but that does not entitle anyone to distress others. Dream your dreams and by all means let it be great ones and become aware that they do not require enormous wings, but good landing gear for grounding them. True friendships are scarce and have to be worked at very hard. And because in the fullness of time each one of you must reap the seeds of that which once has been sown, either in this lifetime or in others, whenever you are blessed with the good fortune of a good friend, treasure them and nurture them by giving and receiving in full and equal measure. You are responsible for yourself and for all your thoughts, words and actions. Because of this, consider very carefully the information you receive from any source, and then decide whether it should best be kept to yourself or whether it would be beneficial to share it with others, so they can learn something from it, too. Know that those who plant gossip sooner or later have to reap a bitter harvest of intrigues and lies in their own lives, and that those who plant love and consideration for the well-being of others, as well as themselves, will find great happiness in doing so. Each one of you is a spark of the divine, of me. I created you in my image, and everything that is in me is also in you. True lasting and eternal happiness cannot come through achieving earthly goals but only through your reunion with me. Nothing gives me greater pleasure than watching those who, as they strive to bring forth from within themselves my highest qualities, grow ever more like me. To these souls I say, make happiness a conscious decision. It is up to you whether you wish to be happy and content with what has been given unto you or whether you make yourself ill with envy and jealousy of the things you believe are lacking in your life. I have given you the freedom to choose and it is your duty to exercise and practice this gift. Never forget, that as in all things, practice makes perfect. Always bear in mind that, according to the laws of the universe, my Laos, whatever you send out into your world inevitably has to find its way back to you. That is why those who are always honest and trustworthy with themselves and others will go far in this life, because the same will return to them. Those to this day prefer lying and cheating must learn through their own experiences the taste of the bitter crop this is bound to yield. The way you see everything that is in your life depends on the personal vision you yourself have thus far developed. In the course of all your lifetimes. In your world two people can look at the same thing and perceive something very different, that's why there is no point in fighting and arguing over different points of view. Even though you may sometimes think you have nothing to give when a friend needs to cry on your shoulder, know that I will always give you the strength and the right words to comfort them and ease their pain. Be aware that nothing can be achieved by holding on to loved ones, when the time for their departure from your life has come. As long as there has been love between two souls on the earth plane, by willingly letting go of each other at the right moment, on the inner plane of life you can forever be together and united in love, if you so wish. Although love has many different meanings in your present world, do not allow the word itself lose its value by using it too frequently. Loving words are necessary but loving actions are of much greater importance, they always did and forever will speak louder than words. Finally, When you tell my children of the earth of our dialogue, please do not forget to tell them that no soul has to do anything extraordinary to make me love them. I love each one of you in just the same way, totally and unconditionally. No matter what anyone may do or what may ever befall you, I will never stop loving you. Most important of all, I want you all to know the importance of constantly remaining in touch with me. Prayers and meditations are the quickest and surest ways for doing so. I asked the universal Christ, the wise one in you and me, the Christ Spirit, in whom we are all one, for a long time spoke to our world and taught us through the legend of the Master Jesus. S. He is now ready to communicate with each one of us direct. This is how it came about that one fine day I was praying, "You, who are the wise Father, Mother of all, can you relieve me of my bad habits?" To my astonishment, the living God inside me, the small still voice of my conscience, the Christ Spirit replied, "My beloved child, it's not for me to take them from you. You alone can work on changing your character traces, so that you may grow into someone you really would like to be. The same as I cannot change you, you cannot change others, only yourself." On another occasion I pleaded, "Please, make my handicapped child into a healthy and normal one." Again the Christ responded with a clear number, "When you were in the world of spirit, your two souls agreed to this condition, so that both of you should learn and grow stronger through your present experiences. Although in this lifetime your child's body is disabled, nothing can hurt or destroy its spirit or yours. Because they are part of me, the inner core of every human soul is eternal, whole, untouchable and indestructible, the same as I am." On yet another occasion I asked, "Please, grant me the gift of your divine patience." And the Christ replied, "This too cannot be given. It has to grow and emerge from within you, in the course of patiently enduring any trials and tribulations that may come your way on the earth plane." Undeterred by all these things, I begged, "My loved ones are my safety, why do you take them from me? Why do they have to leave me and die? Can't you make them stay?" To this the Christ replied, "My dear child, understand that those I take from you are not dead, they are not even asleep. Learn from their passing the invaluable lesson that true security can only be found in me, never in the people who walk with you or your earthly possessions. Rejoice, my child, and revel in the knowledge that there is no death and that no one ever dies. There is only transformation and a moving on to different levels of existence, that is all. Know that love is eternal and that it can conquer all, even death. When the angel of death carries one of your loved ones into your other world, nothing needs to change between the two of you. That which you have been to each other in this lifetime, you can continue to be, if you so wish. But know that this is for better or for worse. Therefore, let it be for better, my child. Because none of your relationships finish with the death of your physical body, strive to leave only good ones behind and make a special effort to improve your difficult ones, for they will continue until they have been resolved. Whatever you leave behind unfinished in this lifetime has to be completed in another. Where you have sinned, you will have to make good, and any wounds you have given or received in your present lifetime must be healed by you, in future ones. Until all the karmic chains and shackles you have created between you and any other soul have been dissolved by forgiveness and love for each other, you will not be allowed to move on to higher levels of experience. But no matter how difficult anything you have to face may be, I will always be there to guide and help you. So, go in peace, my child, and rest securely in the knowledge that you and your loved ones always have been and forever will be safe with me. You are eternal beings and your learning will always continue. Send them as many loving thoughts as you like, but then let them go and give them the freedom to attend to the lessons that are now waiting for them, as you must attend to yours. To help you grow in understanding, new experiences are waiting for both of you." And then one evening at bedtime I prayed, "Please, give me happiness." Back came the reply, "Though the blessings I give you are many, the true and lasting joy you are all hoping to get from people and earthly things can only be found in a renewed oneness with me. To find supreme happiness beyond all earthly understanding, All you have to do is reach out for me, take my hand and walk with me. That is the ultimate happiness for you on the earth plane, and that, my dear child, is what each one of you truly has come to seek and find. One day when I was in great discomfort, I prayed, "Please, save me from pain." The Christ responded with, "To help you bring forth my divine characteristics, so that you can grow ever closer to me, each one of my children of the earth must become familiar with pain. Unless you have waded through painful experiences yourself, how else can you hope to appreciate the depth of another's suffering? As you can see, your suffering and worldly cares are essential parts of your earthly education. They are my teaching aids that with the passage of time slowly take you back home into the oneness with me, until you are fully reunited with me. So rejoice. The more profound your struggles and the deeper your pain, the closer your spirit and soul can draw to me. This is how, for a very long time unbeknown to your earthly self, your consciousness expands and your soul grows. Yet, it can only do so through each living their own lives, gathering their own experiences, and feeling their feelings, sadness as much as joy, and happiness as much as pain. So, whenever something seems too hard or heavy for you to bear, and wherever you may find yourself, never despair. Just reach out for my hand, call for me and I will be there, to help you work our way through whatever comes your way. Although you are but one small branch on the tree of life and knowledge, you are precious beyond compare and of great value to me. You are one of the most beautiful flowers in my eternal garden, and I am the gardener, who prunes you constantly, so that you may flower and mature and bear ever more fruit. Undeterred by all this, I asked, "Please, give me only the things of life I enjoy." To which the Christ replied, "Beloved child, isn't it blessing enough that I have created you and given you life? From love you come and to love you return, for love is your true nature and you are on the earth plane, so that one day you will find the truth that is in me. And when I grant you the gift of the wisdom to comprehend it, you will be able to appreciate and recognize that everything that is in your life is a loving sacrifice from me, and that things, people and every experience that comes your way are included in this." Everything that had been said made a great deal of sense to me, so following the line of the Christ's thoughts and desires for me, instead of mine, I prayed, "Please, help me to love others, as much as you love me." Heaving a sigh of relief, our loving Father, Mother replied, "Ah! At last, my child, you are getting the idea of why you have been granted the gift of another lifetime on the earth, namely so that you may learn to love wisely, the way I love you. And if you want to be like me, love to your heart's content everything that I bring to you with the dawning of each new day. That's all you need. So, go in peace now, my child. Walk out into your world and enjoy everything it contains. Knowing that you and I are part of it, learn to love and accept all that is wholeheartedly. All I ask of each one of you is that you should behave in a manner that befits you as young gods in the making, so each can make their contribution towards the transformation of your world into a better place than it is at present, and that for all life that shares the beautiful planet I have entrusted into your safe keeping. Even if some days all you can do is give someone a smile, a hug or a kind and encouraging word, sometimes maybe nothing but a loving thought, every effort counts and makes you worthy of being called one of my children. And whatever you do and wherever the roads of your life may take you, never forget that in me all things are possible. Don't be fooled by mere surface words like impossible. With the angels and me it spells I am possible. I bless you and keep you safe, now and forever. Amen. From RaceOfWisdom.com.